Good afternoon. This is Lonnie from Stark Silver Creek. Today is October 10th, 2008. I'm here with Beatrice from Dali Gourmet down in Loretto, and I'm looking forward to chatting with her about her experiences down in Loretto, the changes that she's seen in Loretto over the last several years, and also about the business that she has started there, which has become very popular in Loretto as well as with the Loretto Bay community. Good afternoon, Beatrice.
Hi, nice talking to you.
Great, thanks for joining us today. Just for our listeners and for me as well, can you tell us a little about yourself and how did you grow up in Loretto or did you move there from somewhere else?
Okay, sure. My name is Beatriz Juarez. I'm 30 years old and I was born in Mexico City and raised in Mexico City. I have a college degree in marketing and I started working in Mexico City. I never even dreamed about moving to Loretto. But before I was even thinking of Loretto, I worked with Bombardier Aerospace with the representation in Mexico selling private jets on the marketing area. After, I met Jose Luis and we moved to Cabo and I worked in a GMC and the Crown Plaza Los Cabos as a sales manager. And then finally end up with now our supplier of meat, selling for them meat to restaurants and hotels there. And that's how we discovered this beautiful business. My husband's name is Jose Luis. He was born in Mazatlan, but he grew up in Mexico City too. He also has a college degree, but he's on tourist management. He worked in beverage, food and beverage, and Julis Cancun and Cabo, then at Las Ventanas, and after the one and only Palmilla. So he knows a lot of food and beverage, and I know a little bit of marketing, and that's why we put all the ideas together and we started this business.
Sounds like a perfect match. that's a great background. So it seems that you moved quite a bit around from Mexico City, then to Cabo. What actually, when did you actually arrive in Loretto, and what made you decide to stop what you were doing in Cabo and establish Dali Gourmet in Loretto?
Well, actually, moving to Loretto was an idea for Jose since he started college. He knew about this five new places to develop for Mexican tourism, and one of them was Loretto after Cabo. So he started working in Cancun 10 years ago, and he saw how a touristic place like that can be. And then we moved to Cabo because we thought it was starting, but it was already a long way after it started. So we decided Loretto was the next place to be and grow with the place to be a big company on a new place.
So do you actually still have businesses in Cabo, or are you now just in Loretto with Dali Gourmet?
No, just in Loretto with Dali Gourmet. We used to work with different companies in Cabo, and also all the companies that we work with, we met people that was owner of their own businesses. And we really wanted to do the same. We didn't want it to still work with someone else or for someone else. We wanted to work for us, and that's when we decided to move to Loretto and to open a business. Since I was selling already the meat, we thought that was a good idea to start with a meat that's easy to sell and everybody needs, and it's such a good quality meat that it was easy to start.
Yeah, that's a great point, actually. The first time I heard of Dali Gourmet was actually down in Loretto Bay, and it was from another homeowner. And the first thing they said was, if you really want really high-quality meats, that Dali Gourmet was the place to go in Loretto. So you've definitely established your brand with the Loretto Bay community having great quality meats. So maybe I didn't catch this, but how long ago did you actually move to Loretto and start the business?
We started the business in February 2005, delivering here, just coming from Cabo to deliver to Loretto. And we took a year to save all the money we needed to open the business here in Loretto. So we opened the little store that we used to have on Madero Street, February 2006. And from then we have been here.
Yeah, I'm actually part of your Dali Gourmet Yahoo groups, and that's how I found out about you guys, and I joined that group, and you occasionally weekly send out great recipes, as well as you announce new inventory that you have. And recently, actually, I just laughed, you did a survey or poll around how thick to cut your ham, and it seemed quite a lot of people had strong opinions about that.
It's really fun to work with a different community of the Mexicans. We as locals, and here in Loreto, there's not enough like website community or even knowledge about how to use it. So for me, it's really fun because that's how I used to do everything in college, and now I do it with you, and it's different, and has the fun part of my business is really taking care of all the Americans and Canadian people that it's around. The rest is just business.
That's great. So, you know, in this business, what do you find? You started off with meats, but did you sort of branch out to other things? Because I remember looking at a list, and I just couldn't believe all these great products were actually available just in Loreto. So, what other what are the products that are most popular with your clients?
Okay, sure. Well, besides the meats, beef, pork, dog, salmon, tuna, and other kind of meat products, we have dairy products, U.S. dairy products. That's a very star thing that we have, because there's no many places that you can find real butter or cheddar cheese, Swiss, brie. Feta breads, also American breads like English muffins or bagels or pizza crusts. We have things like a half and half or heavy whipping cream, so you can make your own recipes like you know how to do it. It's not so easy to work to cook here in Loreto, because even for Mexican food, there's not enough ingredients in Loreto. So we try to find out all the things that there are not usual in the other places and have it all. Some people ask us to have the regular stuff, like, I don't know, yogurt. We can do that, but we want to be special, unique, and we need to have things that no one else has. So that's what we try to do all the time. The like, by example, I don't know, kitchen paper, towels, or the toilet paper, those things nobody has it here. And it's not the gourmet stuff, but everybody's asking for that, so we can bring that. Cheeses, like, as I told you, cheddar, Swiss, or brie. We started with a new company, Mexican company, that does frozen fruits and vegetables, since it's still not easy to find good fruits and vegetables here. We're handling now fruits and vegetables frozen, like blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, corn on the cob, I don't know, edamame, stuff like that.
Wow, edamame too. Beatrice, you're making me hungry. So it seems like your business has really evolved. I mean, you started off with meats, but I think especially on your side, having a marketing background, you're really looking at what your clients are asking for and also making sure you're still keeping your brand as a gourmet shop to figure out where to expand to. And this whole frozen fruit area is, I think, fantastic. I mean, I use a lot of frozen fruits here, and it's nice to know that in Loreto we can get that as well.
We started with the meat, and we wanted to keep the meat, but when we start coming to Loreto to deliver to restaurants and hotels, they start asking us to bring us different things that they sell in Cabo, because there was no place to find it here. So from there, we started meeting new suppliers, people interested in selling things to Loreto communities, and then that's how we grow from meat to other things. And then when we opened the store to everybody and any people that can come to the store and ask us for anything that they are looking for, it's not easy to find everything, but we try to find it as much as we can. Always trying to keep on the line that is unique and special. Now, if you can find it in another store, I won't bring it, but if you can't, it's probably sure that we're going to bring it, because that's how we wanted to keep our business, just having special and unique stuff for Loreto. We plan to keep growing on that side. We know that competition is going to come, and Walmart or I don't know if any other stores are going to come in, but we're keeping on the gourmet stuff and putting out stuff like, I don't know, the paper towels, by example. We're going to bring new gourmet Mexican products and new beers and wines. And we plan to be growing as with the town. If the town keeps bringing more competition, we'll be just doing some takeouts of our list and bringing new stuff that no one has here. That's how we try to keep the business going.
Great. So you mentioned a little about how Loretto has changed. Over the 3 years that you've been living in the Loretto community, what kind of changes have you seen happen in Loretto as a community?
Well, huge. It used to be very, very small community of Americans and a very close-minded community of locals. And after 3 years of arrival of new Mexicans doing new businesses and new Americans coming from, new North Americans coming to Loretto Bay, homeowners and stuff like that, people have started to open their minds because it was really funny here. No one wanted new stuff. No one wanted that. No one believed that we could even survive a year here because we were bringing stuff that no one wanted, and it was expensive for the Mexicans, so it wasn't going to work. And 3 years later, people say that it's easy to start a business if you know what people is looking for and not what you want. And they have been starting new businesses, opening new places like mini malls. Before this economic meltdown, everybody was getting ready to receive more and more visitors and more business. So in 3 years, has been a huge mind change. Not as much as the infrastructure, even though we had a government change and they put a lot of money in before they left the last government, and this new government has been trying to do new stuff on the infrastructure. But besides that, in the mind of the people, the change has been huge and not thinking what they want, but looking what the people that is coming need so they can start new businesses. And I think that might be the both changes that I've seen, infrastructure and mind. Besides that, all the same, last season was slow, so a lot of businesses start closing, but trying to open this season, so we'll see how this economic meltdown works with us.
That's interesting you call it a meltdown. It's definitely impacting, I think, worldwide, and hopefully it'll eventually pass, and I think it will, and it takes some time. So I think there you have a lot of loyalty with the Loretto Bay community and with the people there. So I think hopefully we'll all sort of support you in your business.
Well, I hope to that.
It sounds like you're very busy with Dally Gourmet. So when you're not working with Dally Gourmet, what do you do for
fun
in Loretto?
Well, I have three dogs and one cat and my husband, so I have a lot of time busy too outside. I usually walk every single morning on the Malecon, and I try to walk also in the evenings with my dogs. And the weekends, we like to go to the beach just to hang with them because we are dog lovers and they are our family. Besides that, we try to go as much as we can to the social events that there are a lot of associations to help people, like the Internet of Keys or the Animalandia or stuff like that. They are always doing fundraisers and stuff like that, and we try to go as much as we can to all those things. Besides, my father-in-law lives in La Paz, so we go at least once a month to La Paz. And that's it. We don't have a lot of time to do much stuff.
Well, thank you for spending the time today talking to us. So if Loretto Bay homeowners or others who are coming down for vacation in their homes, whether they're in Loretto Bay or in the town of Loretto, can they reach you ahead of time to give you a heads up and tell you what they're probably looking for? And
for
how
sure.
do they reach you?
We always receive orders prior when people are coming just for 1 or 2 weeks. They send me an email mainly with the things that they are looking for or just asking for my product list, and I will send that for anyone. so they can order in prior what they need. For example, for Thanksgiving or New Year's Eve or Christmas, you can order turkey with 15 days prior, and you can pick it up 2 days before the event, and it will be ready. Everything could be easier by email. It will be dali_loreto@prodigy.net.mx, and I can send you a list or by the Yahoo group too, and you can order before. Without a week would be good for us to just be sure that we have everything that you need.
Beatrice, can you also tell our listeners where they can find
the
store?
It's on Benito Juarez Street, in between Ayuntamiento and Marques de León. For reference, we are next to the Hotel Brenda. And coming from outside Loreto into downtown, it's the third block after the traffic circle.
Great. Thank you so much for your time. You provided a lot of interesting information for those of us who are great fans of Loreto. I want to thank you again. And this ends our second podcast for Stark Silver Creek. Thanks for listening. Thank you.